after the Psichas HaKever. Now, what is it called? Ravashi Masniyochi. Ravashi learns like this. That's what Ravashi learned. Mazutra Masniyochi. Ravzutra learns like this. I'm going to read the Mashmuyim. Chaya. Kol Zaman Shakeva Pesuach. Kol Zaman the Kever is Pesuach. That means B'shas pregnancy, B'shas giving birth. Beinar Matsurichanei, Beinar Ma'in Tsurichanei, Mechal Nes HaShabbos. Nistama Kever, Ram Matsurichanei, Mechal Nes HaShabbos. Layar Matsurichanei, Mechal Nes HaShabbos. I believe this. This will be a new Gemara. We'll start this again tomorrow. We'll start learning this a little halachic tonight, just. Yeah, which clothing you're allowed to wear, what you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. So start so first, Akdama in Loritz Peshabbos. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. Elim came with Dvar Mitzvah. Only if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, then you're allowed to run. To go in the base of Knesset, like Yetzibay. When you're going to Shul, you want to run out the Mitzvah to go to Shul first, you're allowed to run on Shabbos to go to Shul. To go to Shir, you're allowed to run to a Shir. Otherwise, though, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. And we have in the Gemara that the Hiluch of Shabbos is supposed to be different than the whole week. You're supposed to walk differently on Shabbos than you walk the whole week. So therefore, on Shabbos, you're not supposed to run. Hago, you can't take one step, shouldn't be more than an amma, why? In Efshalei the Pochus, if you could walk less than that. So the kids say you're supposed to walk normal walking and not spread your feet out too long to take too big of steps. Zagbeis. You have children that enjoy jumping, and they enjoy running. For them, it's pleasure. It's halacha mutter. They're allowed to do it because that's oinik, and oinik Shabbos is mutter. If you want to run to something you enjoy to see, so you're running there to get there faster to see it. That's also mutter. Who is allowed to take a walk on Shabbos? Maybe you think it's time to walk. Is also divrei chayil. Kamashma, no, it's also called einik. Vad, if you enjoy it, it's mutter. Take a field, take a walk on Shabbos. Now the shaila is about jogging. What about if you want to run on Shabbos? Not mishum on einik, not out of pleasure, but out of refuah. So that the Mogen Avraham said this also. It's only mutter to run if you're doing mishum tainim. But if you're doing a mishum refuah, that while you're running you get mitzchamim, you get yourself heated up, and you get yourself, you use up your muscles, and that's refuah for you. So then it's also. So usually when adults jog, usually they're doing the shum refuah. They're doing it to keep themselves in shape. And if he asks the guy himself, does he enjoy it? He doesn't enjoy it so much. He's doing it just to keep himself in shape. That's the shum refuah. That will be also due on Shabbos. But if you're doing it because you mamish enjoy running, you enjoy it, and not for your health, just because you enjoy it, then it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Gimel. Somebody was walking on Shabbos and he came through the Amas Amayim through a puddle of water, was in the middle of a Shus Rabin, or a stream of water. Is Yochol Ledaleg Velikvoy? She's allowed to jump or skip over it. Oleho. Afilu hi rechova. Even though it's very wide, like a few feet, you have to jump over. She'en yechola laniach ragla rishayna kaidim shiyakashniya. You can't just take one big step. But you have to mamash jump or skip. Still, it's mutter to do this on Shabbos. Even though stamazo, you're not supposed to jump or skip. But here it's better to do this on mutev sheyidlug v'mashiyah kifenu. It's better to jump over it than the other race would be is to walk all the way around it. Now since she mifnei shemar bebehiluch, if you're gonna have to walk all the way around, you're gonna have to walk too much. So here we're mat it's kedai for you to jump over it because the fourth you're saving yourself the long walk. Aber v'yosalav boy, aber no matter what, you're not allowed to walk inside the water. Shloyovu deitchita. Because we're afraid if you walk inside the water, then maybe you come later to start wringing out the water out of your clothing, and that would be an issue of the Raisha of Schita. So Mashma, that if you can't jump, it's too long to jump, now you want to take one jump inside it, then take another jump, that's also. Then you're like supposed to walk all the way around. But if you could jump over it, it's better to jump over it than to walk around. Yeah. Right. But Bukhura, this emetamayim here means that you're going into the water and through your clothing is mamash going to get wet. Maybe just if it's a half an inch there, and just your foot, just your shoes and get a little bit wet, could be there's no issa. Because that's not shayas chita then. Like on your shoes itself, you're not going to wring it out. That's the way at least the water will get to your pants. Another shayla, Bukhura, the shayla is, we hold our luck, we'll see later, that anytime you shriya, anytime you soak clothing in water, that alone is also. So where it's a shayla, not only if the shayla, why do you come from chita? You come to wring it out. Just putting your beggar into the water alone should be awesome. So there's two terutzim here. Either this is called derech lichluch, that walking through a puddle of water, b'shus harabin, that's not called like you're cleaning your beggar. that's derech lichla, the dirty water poshid, so there wouldn't be any yisr in just putting the beggar into the water. The only yisr would be that Shema Yisrei may become to wring out the water later. Rather, for us to learn, we're talking about matila, wearing dirty clothing. Like Dalit, we'll see. Dalit. For Yehoyle for Dvar Mitzvah. Somebody was going with Dvar Mitzvah on Shabbos. Kegoin lahakbo p'nei rabbi. You're going to be makabel p'nei rabbi. Interesting. It's a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos also. Even though we hold this on Yom Tiv, then there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv on the Gimur Regolam lahakbo p'nei rabbi. That's a chiyuv. On Shabbos, it's a reshus. If you want to, you could. But if you do it, it's called the Dvar Mitzvah. You're going to visit your Rebbe on Shabbos. Oi p'nei misha godu menu. It's time you're going to see another Choshev. The Chochmah. Then yochol lava boy. Then your lot of mamish even walk inside the water. When you're walking into the water, like you have a big river in front of you, and the only way to go visit your Rebbe is to walk through the river. So you're allowed to walk through it. When you're walking, make some type of a difference. Like keep your hands in the pockets all time. You should remember that it's Shabbos today. You should remember that when you're walking through Shabbos, water on Shabbos, and you have to be careful later not to come to squeeze out the water. So with this shino, it's mutter. You're not allowed to walk through water though with sandals. Since sandals can't be too tight on your feet, you can't tie it down nicely. We're afraid that while you're walking through this water, the sandals will come off, fall off, and you come to carry it with your rabbi. If you're wearing shoes that are tied down tight, then we don't have this chash, maybe you'll fall off when you come to carry it. Then you're allowed to walk with the shoes through the water, in this case, when it's mutter. If you're going with Dvar Mitzvah. So, okay. Ha'olach with Dvar Mitzvah. Some of us going to visit his Rebbe on Shabbos. That we say it's mutter lava b'mayim. You're allowed to mamish walk through the river, even to go see your Rebbe. Is after chazara, it's also mutter. Even when you're coming home, l'chura coming home, there's no more mitzvah, still it's mutter. Why? Then you shouldn't be nichsho loss of love, like the next time. If the lach is you can only go and not come home, so good, you go to your Rebbe. Then when you want to come home, I can't come home. You're going to waste like your Shabbos, so next Shabbos I think it's not going to go anymore to my Rebbe. I waste those Shabbos, I can't get home, I won't go. So greater people would want to go again next time, the Rabbanu will make it even bechazarosa, even when you're going home, we want to make a nice visit to your Rebbe. Go and come home, enjoy it, and go again next Shabbos. Right above. If somebody is going to watch over his peris on Shabbos, as he has a field, and just wants to watch it to make sure nobody's going to steal from it on Shabbos, that's mutter. You're not doing any mekecha memcha, you're not doing any business, you're just going to watch your peris. It's also mutter lava b'mayim. You're also allowed to walk through the water to watch your peris. Because this is also called the ksaf mitzvah. At the Magen Avraham says, Tishmira mamoinoi nami ksaf mitzvah. To watch your mama that it shouldn't get stolen, shouldn't get ruined, that's also a mitzvah. The mitzvah, take care of you and your belongings. So now it's also called you going with Dvar Mitzvah to watch your nechosim, it shouldn't get spoiled. Over here, Dalicha, Avaloi Bechazor. But this mitzvah is not so choshev to say that even when you want to come home, you can also go through the water. Here they warn Matthew to go through the water on the way coming home. They're only Matthew to go there, but not to come home. Zayin. Kol HaYoytzeh, this is really the beginning of this sif. Somebody wears, goes out, something that's not called a tachshit. Now a tachshit usually means a clothing. A tachshit means really something that's nice for your body. The reason why we're allowed to wear begodim is because a beggar is nice for your body. It gives a cover to your body. Anything you're wearing to make nice to your body is a svara, is like bottle to your goof. So that's why you're allowed to walk out with your pants, with shirts, with your clothing. Because all your clothing is really called a tachshit. It's making your body look nice. It's like bottle to your body. Who are the jewelry and things you wear to make yourself body look nice, it's also mutter midiraisim. Because after svar is bottled to the body. But if somebody walks out with something that's not called a malbush, ain't a tashit, it's not nice for you, and it's not a clothing, we ain't a derech malbush, and you're not wearing the derech malbush, for hitziyoy, and you walk out with it, kagoin sharagilim, leitziyoy say dover, the way you walk out with this thing on Shabbos, most of the time you carry out a plate, like you carry out something, it's chayiv. Yechayiv on Shabbos for carrying it out. V'chol tachshito shehu rofi. Now tachshitim, that means jewelry. That means you say now you're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos because the jewelry that's made to make your body look nice is like vato tiguf. But lo yitzui it's rofi. Lo yitzui it's very loose. she'efshaloi bekal lipo, that very easily could fall off you, also lost his boy. The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to walk out with this, because we're afraid maybe you'll fall off on Shabbos, and you come to pick it up and walk down on it. We're not supportive. But if you do walk out...
The Nafkuchov test we're holding here. Middle of about a Nisha has given birth. Now again, Ravashi Mas, second one, Ravashi Mas Nihochi. That's what Ravashi learned before. The Mazutra Mas Nihochi. These are loches of an Nisha has given birth. Om Rav Yudha Mar Shmuel. Chaya, that's Nisha has given birth. Kol Zaman Shakeva Pesuach. Kol Zaman, the uterus is open. Question means we'll soon see when it starts. When she's about to give birth. Is Bain Omrat Sricha Ani, whether she says she needs something like to be Mechal Shabbos for her, or Bain Omrat Ain't Sricha Ani, whether she says, no, I don't need it, I don't need this right now, is still Mechal and Oleho, Esa Shabbos. If we, if the doctor or the friends think that she needs it, she needs hot water, so we're Mechal Shabbos for her, we're allowed to. Nista Makever is after she gave birth already, and it's healed up already. Nista Makever is closed already. Then, Omro Tzrichani Mechalalin Oleas HaShabbos. If she says she needs hot water now, or she needs something, it's Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do it for her to save her. Loi Omro Tzrichani, but if she doesn't say she needs the hot water, she's not complaining, is Ein Mechal Oleas HaShabbos. We ourselves, if we think she needs it, we're not Mechal HaShabbos for her. If the doctor is there and the doctor says it's kuach nefesh, it's not worth anybody. Anytime if a doctor says that he needs something, otherwise it's kuach nefesh, Avadi could do it. Here we're talking about nobody saying it's kuach nefesh. Just we think that she needs it. But if she says she doesn't need it, we're not mechal Shabbos for her. That's the way Mazutra learned. Right. Omale Ravina Lamrema. Mazutra Masni Lakula. Mazutra learned Lakula. The what that bishas you could be mechal shabbos for any purpose. Ravashi mas lechumra. Ravashi the first shita was the chumra. No, only she says she needs it. She doesn't say she needs it. We're not mechal shabbos. The zilchos the command of zayhud halacha like or malay halacha kamazutra. We go lekuli according to mazutra. Why? Because sofik nefoshes lehokel. Whenever you have a shaila about sofik nefoshes, where the person may live or whether or not, avad we go lehokel means to save the life. We always go wherever, anytime there's a suffix of pikuach nefesh, we say it could be mechal shabbos to save the person. So mainly we hold like mazutra, that kol zman is the psicha sakever, whether she says, even if she says she doesn't need it, but if the people around, the friends, she thinks she does need it, we're allowed to be mechal shabbos for her. So the more me'ema sai psicha sakever. When does it start, the matzav of psicha sakever, that the uterus is open, enough to say that she's in the matzav of pikuach nefesh now, and we can start doing things for her even though she says she doesn't need it. Is Omer Abaya Mishor Sheteshav Al Meshabra. The time she sits down on Chaintes' delivery table. Meshabra, that's the table, the chair she sits down on, and on that they deliver her. So once she sits down on delivery table, that's already called the Zman of Sekonas Nefoshes, that we can Mechal Shabbos for her if we think she needs it. Rafun Ebrede Bishurwama Mishor Shadam Shoyses V'yorid. If the Shoyses is after she has her labor pains, and it's about time, and now the blood starts to come down, that's also called psichas hakever. The Yamilo, a third cheater is, Mishor Shechavruseo Noise Soisa. When a friend have to come carry her, she's so faint, she can't even walk anymore. The Akfer, friends have to carry Rashi Bezroiseo. With their own arms, the friends have to carry the Isha, the pregnant lady, she's in labor now, that's called psichas hakever. Shane Yechadal Halach, she can't walk anymore, she comes such bad pain that she can't walk anymore, that's already called the Zman of Psichas HaKever, that's called the Zman of Pekuach Nefesh. And Laloch, we pass like all three sheet is the Chumrah, which Lakula really. Like whichever one comes first, that's called that she's in the Muslim of labor now, giving birth, and she's a Matkiv of Pekuach Nefesh, that we can do things for her. And add Mosai Psichas HaKever, to how long after is it still considered as a Psichas HaKever, how long afterwards, after the birth, can you still be Mechal Shabbos for the Isha? Ad Mosai Psichas HaKever, how long is it last? Omer Abaye Shloisha Yomim. 3 days. Hey, 3 days after she gave birth, she's still in the matzav of Kongas Tafoshes. If she says or we think she needs something, we're allowed to do it for her. Rav Roma Mishmed Rav Yehuda Shiva. He said no, until 7 days. The first 7 days after birth, that's called psichas hakever, she's a makom sakona. For yarmu lo shloshim, some say no, a din chaya, an ish that gave birth has a din of 30 days. Yeah. Now, what the halachas of 3 and 7 and 30? The ma'amri nadori. Nadori says like this. Chaya gimel zayin volamit. There are three different type of halachas. There's nisha that gave birth, that the first 3 days we'll soon see is one halacha. Then there's halacha from the third day till the seventh day. And then there's another halacha pertaining to the seventh until the 30th day. What's the halachas? Gimel, the first 3 days. Bein amra tzrichani, or bein amra loy tzrichani, mechal nolas haShabbos. Even if the Isha says she doesn't need the hot water now, I don't need it, but if the neighbors or the friends think she does need it, they're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos for her. Even though she says I don't need it, but if we think she does need it, she's called the Mokum Sakana the first 3 days, we're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos for her. Zion, what about from the third day until the seventh day, and the seventh day or the sixth day comes out on Shabbos, that she gave birth on Monday. So what's the halacha now? Omrat Srichani Mechal Nolas HaShabbos. If she says she feels she needs the hot water, she needs something, then she's still b'makom sakana, we're allowed to do it. Aba omra leit srichani, she says she doesn't need hot water right now. Samela ein mechal molesa Shabbos. We're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, just the fact that we think she needs it. Again, if the doctor is there and says she needs it, it's pekuach nefesh avadi, but listen, you're allowed to do it, it's not worse than anybody. But it's not a doctor saying it, just we, the friends, think she needs it. If she says she doesn't need it, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Lamed, what about from the seventh day until the 30th day? Then afilu omra tzrichani, even if she says she needs something on Shabbos, is halacha ein mechal nolas haShabbos. It's after the seventh day, she's not called sekanas nefoshes, and you can't be mechal Shabbos for her. So what's the din of the seventh until the 30th day? That she's called like a choyla shein bay sakona. She's had a din choyla. What's nogeya to? Avol oisin ayidei amoy. You're allowed to tell a goy to do something for her. That's the halacha of a choyla shein bay sakona. If somebody is sick in bed, and he's not a sakonas tefoshes, but he's a choyla, he's allowed to tell a goy to do malachas for him. Something that's for refuah. I mean, that's the stam nevel telling him to do malachim. If you tell a goy to do a malacha for your refuah, that's muta. See also, the isha, the pregnant isha, is allowed to tell the, not the pregnant, when isha gave birth, is 7 days after, until the 30th day, she's called a choyla shein bay sakonam, that she's allowed to tell a goy to do something for her that's going to help her feel better. Kidirav ula bread rabbi loy. The Omar called Tzorche Choyla, Nasinai Deyamoy B'Shabbos. Any Tzorche Choyla, something that a Choyla needs on Shabbos, even though Yisrael is not allowed to do it for him, because he's not a Pekuach Nefesh, but I call upon you, you're allowed to tell a Goy to do it for you. The Avonim didn't make the Isser of Amiru Liakim as a Shavuos, but Mokam a Choyla Shein Bay Sakona. For a Choyla, it's Muta. Trashim, a cold Tzorche Choyla, means v'hochaya, and now this isha gave birth, ad lamed yoim stoma choyli, that's the Kiddush. Until 30 days after the birth, she's still considered like a choyla. And therefore, we're allowed to tell a goy to do something. Trashi dover shem bay sakona, choyla, shim lo yas la refuah zu, ein mesukin lomus. Mikol mokim sara chulo, that's what we're talking about. Talking about you want to take a medicine now, or some type of refuah, that if you don't do it, you're not going to die from it. So, Stamos, though, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It can't be Mechal HaShabbos for this. But you're allowed to tell a goy to do this for you. Hey, it's something that a Chayla needs, that if he doesn't have it, he won't die, so Yisrael can't do it for him. You have no have to be Mechal HaShabbos for him, but you're allowed to tell a goy to do it for you. But something the doctor says, if you don't do it, you may become Sekanas Nefoshes, then Avada Yisrael Atzmei Oiseloi. Then even another Yisrael is allowed to help you out. At the Kuach Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos.
So the issue here is that the Sakon for the issue is because she's a menekes, or is that because...
No, because she gave birth. Stam, called the uterus...
Uterine surgery.
What?
Well, how does that apply to uterine surgery? Or is it just to give birth? In other words, hysterectomy...
Could be it's not giving birth. Giving birth is worse. It's worse. Other things that I know. Other things Mordor talked about. Could be the same halach is also there. Nechlam, you have to know. Mordor's already talking about this after giving birth. Other things, it could be the same halachas also, could be different, could be bigger zmanim, less zmanim, but still the same thing, holds the man, she's a sakana, you're allowed to do for her. The Ramah's only saying the shurim for giving birth to him. That's the ukura of Hamnuna. The yomer of Hamnuna, dover shein boy sakana, something that if you don't do it for the chayla, he won't die from it. It's not a sakana. Semelo Yisrael can't be mechal Shabbos for him.
of a locher is oimel amachri b'yoisa. You're allowed to tell a guy to do it for you. If a person's a chayla in bed and he feels he needs a hot tea, it's almost going to make a big difference to him right now. It's going to make him feel much better. He's allowed to tell a guy, put on the fire, make me hot tea and give it to me. Tell a guy, go home, make hot tea and bring it to me. A person's a chayla. Chayla means that you're in bed. You're not full of mishkav. It means you're in bed. You can't walk around. You're either off the sickness or you have such a bad headache that your mamish can't walk around. You can't be on your feet. You have to lie down. That's called a chayla. That's shein by sakona. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Lechaya lamed. You should know for Isha that gave birth, there's a loch of 30 days. What does it mean? Lamed yoyim. So the man, my hilchasa. What does Rav Yudah mean to say a new loch of 30 days? What does 30 days got to do with Isha gave birth? Amrinadoi letfila. It means when she should be available in the mikvah. So drashi letfila means ad lamed yoyim letitfa mefehatzina. Within the 30 days, she shouldn't go to the mikvah because maybe she'll catch a cold. She'll get cold from it, and that will make her into makom sakona. So Nishna gave birth the first 30 days, she shouldn't go to the mikvah. Good. Omar Rava of Le Amorne Le Shein by Limur. It's only. What? Because the Dani mean, anyway, she's an idiot mean. Well, Sal binageya by Zacho binageya too.
Yeah.
Zach was 33 and it's 7, you mean it's Sunday anyway, you mean. Based on Zacho, yeah, you're right. That's sunnah again anyway. So the Gemara says, the Baal is not with her. But if the Baal is with her, then she could go to the mikveh, even if it's less than 30 days, because the Baal will be mechamim her, warmer up. So Rashi shane baili mo. Vihi tevelis latiris. Well, then the Svarash is only being tevel just down the tiris, as manat gemarim. When Isha was an Ida, she couldn't touch tiris, she couldn't touch tiris. So she wants to go to mikveh to be Torah, to be able to touch Tyrus. So then, that means the husband is not home, so she shouldn't go the first 30 days. Mashenka, if the husband is in town, then she can even go before the 30 days are up. Rashi, why buy the mechamimah? The yachat tfila b'tashmish. The haguf mitzchamim min haguf. Like the eat the baal with tashmish amito, warm up his wife. It's like a chidish, min how's it muti, and the churah, she's tum anyway. Zayin, means no, din of the gemara, it means, yeah, din of the raisa could be, that's called dam toyer. The first 7 days, that's all. It's only the midrash of Yavah Zohar. The first 7 days, the dam is tamid. After that, it's dam tur. After that, she's tur. She's mutla baila, right? And from the kavis, right? And from the kavis, only the first 14 days midrashim. And after that, right? Yes, so that's just possible. But after the birth, after 7 days for Zohar, the 14 days for an isha for the kavis, she's mutla. As the gay anyway, even if it's man has not been a gay, if she stops seeing the need, she stops seeing them. After a week later, she stops seeing. She has Zayin Akim, she goes to the mikvah. So there's a loch if the Baal is home, and the Baal will have Tashmish with her, then she's allowed to go to the mikvah even before 30 days are up. I shall catch a cold, the Baal will warm her up. So the Maruki Ho, the Baratat Rav Chizla, Rav Chizla's daughter, Tovlo Begoit Lossen, after she gave birth, she went to the mikvah before 30 days. Yoimin, Shloimif Nei Baila, but I said she did it by mistake, or she did wrong, her husband wasn't around. V'yitzvanisa, v'tznias, and she got the cash, she caught a cold, she got cold. And the only answer was, v'yamtuya l'yasa basa de rubble pumbadisa, that a carrier in a bed, to vice says to rub in pumbadisa, right, Mustam rubber was a husband, is to add a carrier to a husband in pumbadisa, and that was the only refuah for her. So that's the matzav. The husband is not around, then she shouldn't go the first 30 days. If the husband is home, then it's mutter. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Oisin Medura Lachaya B'Shabbos Yimei Gishomim, that you're allowed to make a fire for a Chaya, Nishta gave birth, on Shabbos, Pshita, in Lechut HaSakon, if she cats a cold, she says she's cold now, and a Chaya means, Zman Psichas HaKevrim, or else it means the first 3 days, so Vadi, you can make it on Shabbos, as Kuch Nefesh. So, Vimenei, we thought, Lachaya in Lechoy Leloi, could only do it for a Chaya, as Konas Lechoshes, and not for any Stam Lechoy Leloi. And b'maisa gshamim only in the winter in a b'maisa cham aloi. But in the summer it's not so cold, it's hot, so then you can't make the fire for them. So the marav aloi is not the lochem. Loishna chayiv, loishna choyla, loishna b'maisa gshamim, loishna b'maisa cham. Both cases it's mutter. What's the raya? Midiitma omer Rav Chiya bar Avin, omer Shmuel. Hey kiz dam. Somebody had bloodletting. They let some blood out. Man, a gemara was a shchiyah to gezach. We'll soon see how often they did it. For a shchiyah to let blood, even on top of a few, they hadn't said till 50 years ago. People used to take bloodletting. Used to go. We'll soon see a tesis here. They used to go to and take a haircut. Used to have your bloodletting also. Some people say that's why the barbershops they have the red signs outside, because right. Amol used to let blood there also. They have the bloodletting. So we'll soon see about it. is Shmuel says somewhere to hake his dam that it's stoning and he caught a chill after that, is Oisunai Meduri allowed to make a fire for him, Afilu B'Tukufas Tamas, even Mamish in the middle of the summer months. But if you caught a chill, from a chill, Vaisas the Shatan come that Kuch Nefesh, and you're allowed to warm yourself up. So Vaisas in the case where even the guy is Tamachoyla, but if you caught a chill, from a chill, it's Shatan to come that's Konas the Foshas, so Mizoy, you're allowed to make the fire for them. Rashi Hake is done, the Kol Shchein Choyla, who are then a regular Choyla also. Vaisas, if you catch a chill, and you're chilled up, and you don't warm yourself up, from a chill, it's Shatan to come that Kuch Nefesh. So without this, therefore you're allowed to make a Madura. You have to know if it applies today or not. So how much of a chill you get. Right, the Shmuel, the Meister was, after Shmuel had bloodletting, and he caught a cold, is Sochele Takaltato, the Shagra. He had to make a fire, make heat. He didn't have any wood. It's like broke his chair, he broke a chosh of a furniture in the house, just to make the fire, Asakonis. Shrashi, Sochele Takaltato, the Shagra. Lemotsu Eitzim, he didn't have any other wood. Lesik Biyem HaKoza. He had a very expensive chair. Shumul Abudam was very expensive. Still, he had them break the chair to burn the wood to make the fire. Because the elder was a sakana. We have Yehuda Tzolchalei Peturah D'Yoina. He had them burn as Rashi Min Eriz. There is good, very also very expensive wood. L'Rabba Tzolchalei Shashifa. When Rabba had his bloodletting and he caught a chill, he made them burn his stools in the house. Hafsila, the footstool. The Yomalei Abayi L'Rabba. So why are you breaking the chair? A footstool he had. So he took his footstool and broke it and burned it up to warm himself. So he has the cash, the Khuri over Batashkis. Oh Malay, he answered him back, Batashkis the Gufoi Odifli. Hey, my goof, my health is worth more to me. It's Kedai to break a chair to save your life. So that it's Kedai to burn this footstool to save my life. Omarav Yudomarav. Liodam Yimchar Odom Kuras Besa. You should sell even the beams of your house. Like sell everything you have, the yikach manolim l'raglav, and to be able to walk outside with a shoes. Now they shouldn't walk outside barefoot. Shrashi yikach manolim shein lecha bizoy min amahalach yochav b'shuk. The biggest bizoy, the embarrassment to you is if you walk out on the street without shoes. You can't afford shoes, so you should always make sure you have shoes. Heik is dam if you had bloodletting v'yein loy ma yochel. You don't have what heat that day is yimcha manolim shabraglav. Then it's kedai even to sell your shoes. Because Mamish is a sakono if you're not going to eat after the bloodletting. The yaspik mehen tzorche suda, and buy from the value of your shoes enough food to eat to have a tzorche suda. Shrashi tzorche suda means suda sakoza. Supposed to have a special meal, we'll soon see, after you have the bloodletting to keep yourself healthy. My tzorche suda, what is the suda you're supposed to have? Rav oma bosa, you're supposed to eat meat right afterwards. Shmuel oma yainis, could I have to drink wine? Rav oma bosa, nafsha, cholof nafsha. Like meat instead of your nefesh, didn't you let the blood out of you? So mayla get that's a nefesh like, let another nefesh bosa come into you. Shmuel oma yain, sumka cholof sumka. Since the wine, because wine is red, and the blood is red. So you took out red from you, put black back in red. What a Shmuel b'yoyma d'yavid musa. Shmuel on the day he had bloodletting, Ovidle tashil de tachli. He made sure to eat the tashil of milt. Tachli. That type of meat he ate, milt. Rav Yechanan shosi adenofik tuya meyunya. Rav Yechanan drank so much wine till the smell came out of his ears. That's how much wine he drank. After he had bloodletting. Shashimunya me ozna me rechi yayin. As the rechi yayin came out of his ears. Rav Nachman shosi adenofik tichli. Rav Nachman drank so much wine till the milt in his body, by say, started to float in it. A lot of wine. We have Yosef Shossi. Yosef drank so much wine. Adenofik meribda de kesultim. He had a wound like on his hand, like a booboo with a scab on top. Like the wine came out of the scab. His body was overflowing with wine. That's how much wine he drank. Rova mahader achamra. Rova ran after to make sure he got very good wine. Barat losa tarfi. That's like 3 years old from three types of different leaves. A special wine. Also, it was a refuah to drink wine, so they made sure they got good wine. Omalu Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rabbonim. But Metusim Inaychu. Like, please, go away from me. The Yoimadakoza, when you make your bloodletting, Omalu Vesaychu, tell your wives when you go home that day, Nachman Ikloy Lagabon. They could tell your wife, our Rosh Yeshiva Nachman is coming to visit us that day. He's coming to eat with us. What does that mean? If your wife hears that the Nachman will come to eat the Suda, she's going to make a big Suda. She'll make a big Suda. In other words, he meant to say is after you have bloodletting, eat a good Suda. It's healthy for you. So in case your wife won't have a good Suda for you, you could tell your wife, I'm going to come to visit you, so Chachamish will make you a good Suda.
Any type of a lie or trickery you shouldn't do, bar my high armoy, except for this type of a trickery thing you're allowed to do. What is it to show? What is it? The man the Yovid Musa, somebody had bloodletting. And he doesn't know how to get wine. He can't find wine. He doesn't have any wine in the house, and he doesn't have money to buy wine. His nisko zuzi maka. Let him take a spoiled coin. A maka, the coin was hit. So now nobody's going to sell it to you anyway, the wine. For lazy l'shav chanusa, and go into seven different stores that sell wine. Aditoyim shira v'yusa. Until at each store you'll taste a little bit of wine, till the end you'll already tasted the revius of yain. But the pshat is when you go to a store and tell them I want to buy wine, so the first thing you do is you taste it. And then you see if you like it or not. So you'll taste it. Then you tell the storekeeper, yeah, I want to buy it. Where's your money? You're giving the money. The guy's going to throw you on your head. This money, I don't sell wine. So that's one store. Then you go to a second store, do the same thing. Go to seven stores, till the end, a korbanim will have tasted a revius of yain. So this is the heter to do, mustan af pekuach nefesh, which is the heter. But if you're not going to drink wine, you become a chayla. So he's mati to do this, af pekuach. If it's real gezel or not, I'm not sure. The murder is called lashon for nirume. Some type of haroma, that's tamazah, you shouldn't do it. Only here it's mutter. Right. V'loy, let's say that you can't do either. You don't have a zuzi maka, or you don't have a stores to buy the wine. V'loy lechol sheva tarma yuchmato. Take seven black dates. Eat seven black dates. That's also good. V'leishav mishka b'tzirda, and rub in oil into your temples. Rub oil into. V'nigni b'shimsha, and take a suntan. Go lie in the sun. That's healthy for you. The more Avlit, it's the name of a person, Ashkechel Lishmuel, the Gane Vishimsha. Avlit found Shmuel taking a suntan. Omalei told him, Chachimud Yudoy, like a big Tamas Chochem, Bisha Mihevi Tova, something that's bad, all of a sudden is coming good. As they held Pasha, taking a suntan is no good. Trashi Bisha Mihevi Tova, Choy Mashemish, the heat of the sun, Shukoshli Yodin, the mile that's bad for you. Klum, Meitiv Loy, how come now you're taking a suntan? Like I ask him, how come you're sitting in the sun? Is Omalei told him, Mishnah, Yoimada Kozu. Today is the day I had bloodletting. And maybe it's good to warm yourself up that day. That's why he went to the sun. As a Gemara of Eloi, it's not filled, that's not, but that wasn't the Yemes though. El Ika Yoimada, there is one day, Damali Boshimsha Bakulei Chosa. There's one day of the year that sun is very good that day. It's very healthy to take a sun tin. Yoimada, the day, the Nofla Beit Kufas Tamis. When the Kufas of the Chodesh Tamis comes out, that day the sun is very healthy for you. But Shmuel, like obviously you do, Shmuel is like a doctor, he knew a lot of things, and Shmuel didn't want to tell this tablet. That's why Shmuel didn't tell this Yisai tablet. He told him he's taking the suntan today, stand to warm himself up. But really today was a special day, that on Tchufas Tamis, that day the sun is very healthy. Right, the Rabu Shmuel Yarmatavayu, call him Mekel Besudas HaKozas Dam, whoever's Mekel Sudas HaKozas Dam, he doesn't want to spend the money to buy a Suda today, or to buy Yain after he had his bloodletting, Yishno Makilin Loim is Mesa Min HaShemayim. And the Shemayim, they won't give you money by saying to have Mazonis anymore. They won't give you food. For Yainim, they'll say, Hu Al Chayiv Lechas? He doesn't care about himself. He's not taking care of himself. Ani Echos Alov. So Min HaShemayim, the Ebi should take care of you. As Hashem gives everybody panos, he takes care of you. For the Ebi should see that you're not acting normal, you're acting foolish with your own goof. You're not taking care of yourself, so Hashem doesn't give you the panos. Rabu Shmuel Yarmatavayu, Haiman the Ovid Milsa. Somebody had bloodletting that day. Leleisiv Heichi the Kurazika. He shouldn't sit in a place that wind, a windy place. But like before, the whole Gemara, wind, if you catch a chill, when you have bloodletting, it's a sakona. Dilma Shofle Umna. Why? Because maybe the Umin that took the blood out of you, he emptied you out. Umukim Layar Viyosa. And he only let Mamisha Revius Dam left in your body. All the other Dam he took out of you. By the Viyosa Zika, I'm afraid now when the wind comes, Vishoyif Minei will also take out a little bit more blood from you. Viyosa Vesakona. And then you come Vesakona, you'll have less than Revius Dam, your Kamal can't live on that. Shmuel had a rug of Yovid Milsa Bebeisa. When Shmuel had bloodletting, he had a special room to have it in. A special walled room, the Shev Levinta. It had seven bricks in that room. That's how thick the wall was. The Aricha, and it was very thick also. Rashi Aricha, seven of the Aricha. Uve HaChayim, the thickness of the wall, was Zion Levinim, seven bricks.
mutol le rochvon zuei to ze the whole levina gimut fochen the arich and its with are khatz levina tefer gemacht. That's how thick the wall was, a very thick wall he had to make sure no wind would come through. Of the more still, yom echada of it, one day Shmuel had bloodletting in this room. The agish benavshei, and he felt some wind coming into the room. He felt something. His body, he checked out this thick wall. The chosachada aricha, and one brick was missing there. So, because one brick was missing, Shmuel was able to feel the wind coming in. Rabbi Shmuel the Amatavayu, high man the Ovid Milsa, somebody that makes bloodletting, lit the midi. He should right away eat something. For the leper, then go out. Immediately, you don't need something first. Ipoga v'shichur in the meet up and meet a dead person. Yarka arpe, you become green in the face. It's very bad for you. Ipoga b'manda kolta nafshei. If you're going to meet somebody commit suicide, is miss, you'll die from that. And ipoga b'dover, if you're going to meet a chazir, a dover, those called the chazir, is kosher dover achwitz. It's bad. It's practically tzaras.